I'm gonna stay home. I'm gonna stay home. No Estelle to get on my nerves. We fought about everything, Estelle and I did. Even when we did the most exciting thing that young couples do when they first start out. When we bought a home. We fought like cats and dogs the day we looked at our house. I'll tell the story. You be the judge to see who was out of line. We found this one house. We were driving around. That's what happened. It was a Sunday afternoon. We just went out for a drive, had a couple of stiff pops, and then we passed this place, Models Now Showing. Well, we'd been talking about moving out of the double wide into a home. And so we pulled in there, and we found this house that was just beautiful. We walked through the door, and the realtor was sitting there. He had a little card table set up, and he was passing out loan applications and stuff. And I mean, it was the house of our dreams. I said, Estelle, what do you think? She said, I like it. I said, so do I. Fine, up to this point, right? So I tell the guy, yeah, we like this house. He said, great, great, I'll start the paperwork. I said, buddy, start that paperwork. So I sit down at the card table, and I'm starting to fill the thing out. And Estelle says, of course you know, honey, when we own this house, no smoking your dirty cigars inside the house. I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. I'm buying this house. I'm busting my tuckers to afford the payments. My kingdom is going to be this house. I go through a lot of crap out in the job. When I come through that door, I want a beer, I want a cigar, I want the TV set. Right away, I move into this house, I can't smoke my cigars. Where did that happen? I said, Estelle, all right, I'll make a deal with you. I won't smoke my cigars in here if you promise not to break wind in here. She looked at the realtor real nervous, and she said, honey, please. I said, no, Estelle, it's a fair deal. I mean, I put up with that for years. Every night we finish the dinner, I light up a cigar kind of in defense of your breaking that wind. Now, you tell me something, buddy, I says to the realtor. I says, would you rather be in a room with somebody smoking a cigar or somebody breaking wind? He says, well, I don't really know if it's my place. I said, you tell me, I'm making it your place. What would you rather be in? I grabbed him by the shirt, and I got my face right next to his face. I said, now tell me. He said, well, I imagine I'd rather be in the room with a cigar. I said, you see that, honey? All these years, I've been putting up with it. But if we're going to play fair, let's play fair. If there's no cigar smoking in here, there's no wind breaking in here. She said, I'm leaving. I'm not putting up with this kind of abusing. I said, don't you try to... Don't you ever turn your back on me when I'm talking to you, you fat pig! Shut up and scream! I tell you what we'll do. If we gotta smoke a cigar and you gotta break wind, we'll just open a window. And I tried to open the window, I couldn't. He said, well, the windows have been painted shut. I said, oh, no problem. You want some air in here? I'll give you air. And I put my fist right through the window. He said, what are you doing? I said, I'm buying the house, right? He said, well, yeah. I said, well, it's my house then. Shut up. And I walked through that house. I said, Estelle, you don't like me open. You don't like me smoking cigars. You just take your iron and you throw it through a window. You think it's a little stuffy in here? Well, there you go. And if you don't like this closet door, just rip it off. Rip it off the hinges. And I went through there busting windows and ripping closet doors off. Estelle was in tears. I finally kicked her and took us out sprawling in the driveway. I said, buddy, we'll be back. We'll be back. We got in the car and drove away. I said, buddy, we'll be back. We'll be back. We got in the car and drove away. I lit up a Camel to try to calm down. And as we're driving back to our double wide, I probably kind of got a grip on myself a little bit. And Estelle kind of dried her tears. We kind of looked at each other and kind of chuckled a little bit. I said, well, hell, it don't matter. We won't qualify for the loan anyway. Yeah! For the big